listening. I like the way the Lord stirs up my mind. Because if God's not stirring up your mind, you know why he's not doing it? Because it's not pure.
Hallelujah.
A pure mind can remember things and won't get offended by it. Corrupt mind, the truth offends them. Lost it right away, didn't I?
Hallelujah.
What a way to start a service.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Yeah, he reminded you something. I looked over there and I saw a little shaft to change.
Bless you, Lord.
Bought that maybe 30 years ago.
Hallelujah.
That trailer's been from Homestead, Florida, up to Massachusetts. At one time, Sister Stair was pulling it.
Yes.
Boy, you people are really something. Is it really that hard to hear? If you were listening, just before we come off the music, you heard me on the air.
Amen.
Really? Did you? What did I talk about?
Hallelujah.
Everybody can hear you everywhere. You don't, but God doesn't give you ears.
Is that your problem? Maybe God will convince you after a while that the reason why you're not hearing, because when you had an opportunity to hear, you turned away your ears from the truth. And so now, no matter what I say, you don't hear. And faith comes by
hearing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And I infuriate people when I tell them, okay, so you can't hear me. Then just give them, not giving you to hear. Are you hearing me now? Or are you not hearing me? Well, then there's nothing I can do with it. You're going to sit right in my presence and you still don't hear me? And the warning of God given to you, but it's not coming out of our hearts, brothers.
Oh, God.
Well, our heart, with that desperateness of faith that lays hold.
Hallelujah.
I'll not let you go. Even though I'm blessed, I'm getting ready to face that unclean devil. The blessing you put on me ain't going to impress him. But I got to stand. That don't lie in that tree. Load you right away, see? And anybody have any idea what where I'm referring to?
Yeah.
Just one or two. One or two. We're talking about Jacob's trouble.
Yes,
but did you know that was Jacob's trouble?
Amen.
See? You never heard of Jacob's trouble. Really? Well, where in the Bible was Jacob in trouble? In his house. You know, I can understand people out there not understanding me. But this house, these people here, you heard about everything.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Jacob's trouble. A time of trouble such as there was not nor ever shall be. That was Jacob's trouble.
Yes.
That was the pattern.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Get out of here. Go home. Get out.
Okay.
Get so tired of you people pulling that shenanigan on me. What are you doing? Well, I'll show you what you're doing. I will show you what you're doing. I'll show you. It shows in your face.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
If you were talking to somebody and they did that to you. When you were telling something they really ought to hear, how would you react?
Hallelujah.
Well, Brother, you can expect us to change our faith. All I do is again go back to where God said to me one day when I was really upset. Yes. Tell me the story, please. Just look at it. Look.
Okay.
Tell me the story, please. Well, are you sure? One or two? Where's the rest of you? No! I'm talking about when he demanded me to change my faith.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about. You just don't want to know, do you? He reminds me. When I was in the prison house, I had to change my demeanor. I couldn't go down and say, I'm the prophet of God, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Yeah. Uh-huh. That wouldn't have worked.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I had to submit.
Glory.
Get out! You keep arrogantly walking my presence and you insist on sitting there doing what you're doing. He's going to put you out. I had him put that to me last night again, and he put them all things that offend him. All. You're heading for a put out, folk. Not a put in, a put out. And see, it's amazing how, see, if you believe that, you wouldn't sit there so nonchalant. No, you wouldn't. If you believe that, if you believe what I'm telling you, your spirit inside begin to grow within you. But you're hardened, aren't you? I remember that little trader over there because a lot of the little things happened on it. Now, that's not what I want to talk about. I got a lot to talk about. But you people always, I got to get an empty house, God. Before I can get this house full, I'm going to have to empty it out. That's all I know. Before I can get this community full, what are you going to think? And God's going to back me up on it. You think your defiance is going to stop God from... When he'll have these ruffians come and drag you out.
Oh, God.
You hear me? You keep mocking me when I tell you folk you ought to be on your faces weeping and crying and praying. Let the ministers weep between your folks and say, God, spare us. You want that? Is that what you want? What do you think is going to happen?
Amen.
What do you think the war is going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Downtown Waterboro? War with the state? What do you think your war is going to be? I'm on the battlefield. God. This is terrible, brother. This is terrible. Y'all look at your faces. Harden your heart again. The day you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as they did.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I was really hoping I wouldn't have to do it this way. I really was, part. I try to tell these people about how the devil comes and goes. Someday you'll feel real heaviness around him, then he'll lift up a little bit. And just as soon as he does, and God's grace takes over, we go right back to our little old nonchalant.
Mercy, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Mercy, the truth.
Mercy,
Jesus.
Now,
do
until we actually frustrate God's grace.
Oh, God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. It's me.
It's
me. I want to tell a story about that little camp, though. Because we lived out at the motel. I just married Teresa. Maybe a year or so.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, you're a spouse, you know. So, you're as good as married.
That's about it.
You're promised.
Hallelujah.
That's what Mary was. She was promised. And Joseph wouldn't shame her.
Amen.
He wouldn't put her away privately. So if God is to put you away, you won't be privately.
Yeah, amen.
You keep demanding a divorce. You keep what is separating from him. You'll get it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You don't understand my circumstances. You don't know what I'm going through, and then you find me again. There is no temptation taking you. But such as common to man.
Amen.
I'd like to talk to you about this common salvation.
Hallelujah.
They're not going to hear me. They got their mind on something else. They won't pay attention. But that is an interesting story. I had to fly to Boston to get things ready for a meeting that was going to take place in Lowell.
Amen.
Teresa stayed behind. The tent was put into an old Ford van that we had bought. We had that America car there. Because at that time, we didn't have too many vehicles.
Hallelujah.
Very little money. And nobody to help. So, Teresa, we put the tent in that camper. I said, I reiterate, we put a 30 by 50 tent, stakes, poles, in that camper. We put the chairs in the back of the van. Oh, don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself. Boy, I tell you, doesn't it trouble you people at all that you do not understand?
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand.
Hallelujah.
I talk because I want you to understand. And how blessed you are to finally have it revealed to you what understanding means.
Yeah.
And don't sit there and tell me that you accepted it like that before I told it to you. In all you're getting, if you're going to get anything from God, get faith to believe. And believe in faith. Stop this doubting, questioning, and believe only. You know how to do that?
Hallelujah.
Believe only, not believe everything. Believe only. Only the truth.
Hallelujah.
How do you like that one? Is that perfect instruction? You're going to believe one way or the other. Some believe not. Some believe. See, you don't even like my application of that. When a person is in unbelief, he's actually exercising the power of belief.
Absolutely.
When a person hates, they're actually exercising the power of love. Hate is just as strong as love is.
Hallelujah.
Jacob, have I loved?
Amen.
Esau, have I hated? And it was just as strong, just as binding on one as the other.
Amen.
He didn't change his mind about Esau, did he?
No.
Perfect balance.
Come on!
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you.
Talking about God talking to a man. Teresa got in that old van, and the brothers hooked it camper on the back of him. And of course, they didn't do right. They didn't hook it right. It's like a lot of you guys, you do work around it. You won't do it right. Mm-hmm. Then some go, well, it just broke. Yeah. And a lot of times it could cost somebody their life.
Sure.
Because of neglect.
Absolutely.
A lot of times it could cost somebody their spiritual life.
Yes,
if
Lord.
You neglect.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, I know what I'll do. Let's just sit here for the next 2 hours, and I'll just sit here like this. You like that? Sure. I guess you'd rather have me go out and do that, wouldn't you? I'm mocking you, folk, just like you mocked me. Mark the messenger of God.
Amen.
Somebody's got a message and you don't hear it.
Well,
that's mockery.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Especially if it's a message designed by God.
Hallelujah.
To save your soul.
Amen.
And you don't hear it? You're mocking God, and God will not be mocked.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord God. You will not. Thank you,
God. Go ahead. Give yourself over the anagrams again. That's foolish. Go ahead. Despite God, fools. Go ahead, do it again.
Hallelujah.
You don't talk to me like that.
Glory God. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I remember Teresa, she got in the old. In that old van, I was up in Boston. And she started up Highway 95 with that little camper trailer all. Come on, we had a tent in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was way down. That little old trailer was a little, it wasn't easy to pull.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Can't you do something about that?
Hallelujah.
Here, I put a mirror up here. See the mirror? See the Word of God in the mirror? When you're looking at it, see how you look? How do you look? What do you do when you stand in front of the mirror and you don't like what you see? What do you do? You have a wrinkle in your nose a little bit, or brush your hair a little bit more, or wipe your eyes? You don't walk away from the mirror until you're at least satisfied you've done the best you could, won't you? You're going to mock me, aren't you? You people know how close you are to each other.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
She got up somewhere around, I forget how far it was. She got across the North Carolina border, I think it was. And the trailer that the brothers hooked on the back came off the back of this van because they didn't hook it up right. The ball came off. The only thing held was the chain. Now all of a sudden she's bang, the chain. And she pulled this thing over to the side of the road with the trailer down. And then I got a call from her. Boy, you mean to tell me you can't do something about that look?
Oh, bless you.
I mean, this is what you're doing to me, people. I'm telling you. You got to look like you don't comprehend what I'm saying.
Hallelujah.
If that's the case, I better take my teeth out again, huh?
Yeah.
Do you know that God's given you ears to hear?
Thank you.
You know why you're not hearing? Because you want to talk. I got that pastor this morning from over in Kenya upset. I know I did. I know I did.
Hallelujah.
Then try to put it back on me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Well, he wrote me yesterday. I'm going to be in South Carolina for one of those conventions. I know what he's coming for. He's coming over with a bunch of guys going to
raise some money.
Yep. Raise some money, and they're going to...
Sure.
I know what he can do. Yeah. I didn't say he couldn't come here. He says, I'll be over there. I was 17, 10 days with this group.
Yeah.
Can I see you before I go back? I said, well, we have service.
Mm-hmm.
You can come anytime you want to.
Amen.
Glad to have you. I said, but as far as talking to me, that I won't guarantee.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. You know, you'd like to do some of you folk? Rather than listen, you'd like to talk?
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you what I'm going through.
Then,
you know what you'd like to do? Explain your situation?
No.
How many years I went through that? That's the reason why you go to each other. You find somebody that's doing the same thing you're doing with, and you get sympathy from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they feed your rebellion, and you feed theirs.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Huh. And don't sit there in mouth. I can point you out who do it. I can even tell the ones who do it. Uh-huh. Yeah, you find somebody who's in a like situation that you are.
Hallelujah.
And you don't believe you're being treated right.
Mm-hmm.
So you find somebody else and you say, yeah, well, brother, he's right, but you know, he don't know really what I'm really going through. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Had two husbands, a bunch of kids, and you still feel you ought to have another one.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I didn't mess up a right. Yours?
No, I messed up.
Huh? Yeah, boy.
Bless you, Jesus.
Trisha called me. She was at a truck stop. I'm not quite sure which one it was. She said, the trailer came off the back of the van. It's sitting down here alongside the road, 95. She said, a bunch of men stopped to help me.
Mm-hmm.
She said, a joke. No,
oh, yeah.
And they brought me here to this somebody brought me, they heard me talk, and they brought me here to this truck stop to call you. And they said they're willing to go back with me.
Yeah, amen.
And hook up the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
What should I do?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Right. Amen. Right.
Create a little thing.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus.
You mean I'm not making it clear enough? What should I do?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Should I go back with him? Boy, it really is something today. How we're so full of trash that just simple truth has a hard time getting down inside of us. I heard God talk to me. I said, go with him. She said, what? I said, go back down with the junks.
Yeah.
The guys that pick you up.
Amen.
Go back and let them put the trailer back on. My God, man.
Amen.
She says, is that what I should do? I said, yeah.
Hello.
She goes down the highway with these guys. I think it was four of them. I'm not quite right, but there were four of them. They helped put the trailer back on. Made it real good, secure. And then One of them looked at the side of the truck and said, Overcome Ministry. Mm-hmm. He says, you're in the ministry? Well, my husband is. Well, he says, no, I need prayer. And she ended up praying for the fellows, and they helped her get on the road. And I met her in Baltimore. I wouldn't let her come from New York because that.
Thank you, Lord.
So I got on a plane. I said, I'll meet you in Baltimore. And I did. We took that little trailer and went all the way up to Lowell, Massachusetts. We had a conflict with the police, with a man with a dog, with devil worshipers.
Oh, yes, Lord.
What a memory.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless you. Wow.
Glory
to
God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Lord, bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Show me where Hallelujah. You brought me from.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Where I could have been.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a little camper I was in when the guy with the dog.
Hallelujah.
Challenge me.
Yep.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Bless you. So you folk got a dog out here challenging me.
Right.
You got a little dog on your back. Rah, 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 rah. Hard to believe how I got that guy on my side. I was in the tent, I was preaching, and he was over there with the dog. Not 15 feet away from me. The dog was well trained. It was trained by snapping his fingers. He had certain snaps, and that dog would respond. And I mean the dog would respond. And he was showing a bunch of children what he was doing right there by the tent.
Hallelujah.
The dog was growling, and I was trying to preach. You know, just like some of you dogs are growling. And I'm trying to preach. He wanted me to show you spiritual tricks.
Hallelujah.
I've been trained, folks.
Yep.
I've been trained.
Hallelujah. Glory.
So finally I stopped and I said, hey, you, get that dog and get out of here. Trying to have service. He was just like you. He sort of mocked me and kept on doing it.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, it's like, you always just keep on doing it. Hey, snap your little dog today, folk. Your little iniquity. Is responding to you. So finally I said, I told you to get out of here with that dog. I'm trying to have service. And he would do it. Finally I bowed and said, God, either save or kill him.
Hallelujah.
Well, whatever it was, it got a hold of him.
Yeah,
amen. And he took off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God, either save these folk or kill them.
Glory.
If you're not going to let them save you, and you're going to take off. You got to run somewhere to try to save yourself.
Hallelujah, my Lord.
See, you folks don't have to do that. You don't have to try to save yourself. Because you got a God who can save you. So if you only take off.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen, bro.
Service is over. Now I'm all by myself in this tree. I had a few people coming, but most of the brothers were coming. They were cowards. They didn't know stand up.
Bless you, Lord.
They all thought they were very spiritual. But they didn't stand with me when it came down to that kind of a fight. They took off. And there I am with a little camper, right a trailer, out here in this place, where the police had told me not even to call. Police said, that is given over to the riffraff. Mm-hmm. At nighttime, they raise hell on that common. And on that common, I saw devil worshipers, drunks, juvenile delinquents. At nighttime, you see like you do in Ferguson? At nighttime.
Right.
At nighttime.
Yes, sir.
And there I was, that little trailer sitting right there. Yeah. Sitting right there now. Service got over him, and the guy came back with the dog. His name was Paul. Mm-hmm. He walked up to me. Said, I want to talk with you. Standing there's a tent. I said, come on inside. Sit down. We'll talk. He said, now you come out here. I want you out here. I said, I'm not getting out there with you, that dog. I ain't going to do that. Come here with lighters so I can see you. Hey, come on where the light is.
Right.
You poke out the church in the dark, and if I go out there in the dark with you, I'm going to get bit by your dog. I want you to know this is an expression of light up here. I'm a light bearer. You see, you didn't know it's just that bearing light was bearing, did you?
Amen.
It's a lot more to carry light than it is to walk in darkness. How'd you quote that the other day about knowledge, wisdom? You must agree. There would be no wisdom if there's no knowledge. So if knowledge can get things, and all of a sudden you have the wisdom how you deal with it, then you get grief. I look at you and say, my God, how do you deal with them?
Amen.
I know what the situation is. I know the attitude.
Oh, Jesus.
My Lord. Oh, God.
You know how little you folk know what I'm talking about?
Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
The name was Paul. Mm-hmm. He run that common. Because of that dog.
Yeah.
I don't care what kind of gang came around there. When he come, they didn't mess with him because of that dog.
Yeah.
He had to fight no fights. That's all he had to do.
Hallelujah.
I talked to him a little while. And he said, what are you doing here? He had no idea what I was doing. I said, I'm having church. And I'm a Catholic.
Yeah.
He said, I've never seen anybody have church like this. I said, well, we're having church. He said, can I come?
Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah, you can come. You folks don't appreciate this, do you? Well, I'm going to go back and remember it. The next night, I had service again, and all of a sudden I look out, here comes Paul with his dog. I said, oh, no, my God. Am I going to have to mess with him again? And I walked back and forth. He walked around, came right to the same section. Go ahead, preacher. He said, I'll take care of things out here. And he did, boy. He became my protector for 3 long weeks. Nobody would bother me. Because of him and his dog. One night, they pulled the tent down. Are you people able to see this in your mind?
Amen.
Are you able to go beyond your little peanut brains?
Thank you, Jesus.
You got a tent, but we're having service.
Oh, you word of God.
Some young boys walked up real quick, pulled out some stakes, and down came the tent with all the people under it. Everybody screamed and hollering, you know. Who's able to keep it from falling all the way down? You know, only one side.
Yeah.
Now I got to put it back up, but I can't put it back up because they took one of the boys took one, two or three of my sticks, which are axles. They were axles with a clog on the end of them. Am I doing all right? Am I describing it clearly for you? Why do you keep talking down to us? Because you won't come up here with me. So I got to talk down to you. You know, Jesus came down so he could bring you up. He can't bring us up, folks. Higher. Lord, lift me up. I went flying out of the tent because back in those days, I was a fighter, man. You come to my meeting, I didn't run from nobody. And I was fighting physically. Because I was strong enough to do it.
Yeah, amen.
I was smart enough to do it.
Right.
Sometimes I hit him first. So he couldn't hit me.
Yep.
That's what I'm trying to do with you folks.
Yeah.
Trying to hit you first.
Hallelujah.
But y'all got a counter punch. Yeah. So, a young man took off a stake, went flying up over the hill, and I'm running. And of course, I could run. And I'm running right after him. And I caught him against a wall. He turns around, shaking his hand. I said, give me the stake, young man. And he was no pushover. He said, if you want it, you got to take it. If you want the kingdom, you have to take it.
Hallelujah.
And the kingdom takes it. You want righteousness, you got to take it. You got to get in a wrestling match. Just take it. How do you like this for structure? Oh, why didn't you preach a sermon? I'm preaching one.
Amen. Glory, glory.
The young man kept saying, give me a stake, man. He said, if you want it, you got to take it. Of course, that thing about that long, big old clock, and he got the thing in his hand. As I was running up the hill, though, to face him, heard God say, don't you hit him. Don't you use Amen. Your own physical strength.
Amen.
I said, boy, you are sure in luck tonight.
Amen.
He said, why? And my boss told me I can't hit you. And because he let me go, I'd ground you right to the ground,
Amen.
Boy.
Sure.
He said to me, your boss? Hey, I got a boss, folks. He gives me orders. Oh, you got to disagree with that too, huh? I said, yeah, I'm a servant of God. He told me not to put my hands on you to hurt you.
Amen.
I said, well, give me the stake. He said, I told you, why don't you got to take it? So I reached out to take it. And when I did, he swung it at me. Mm-hmm. Are you so incapable with the scripture like this that you can't really picture what's going on?
Amen. Jesus.
Come that stake around at me.
Oh, Jesus.
I grabbed. And now we're standing with a tussle. Like that. He got his head. You both. Huh? I'm trying to take it from him. He won't let me take it.
Yeah.
And all at once, here comes that dog. My friend Paul, he watched me go up there and he come running after me. And he sent the dog to help me.
Yeah.
But the dog all he was said to the dog was, get him!
Right.
So the dog got us both.
Yeah.
That dog came in there, hit that kid, hit me, shoot. Ah! But I got the stake.
Yeah.
The kids are all running.
Right.
Old Paul, he's crying. He said, man, I didn't expect my dog to get you. I said, come on, man, your dog didn't know who you were talking about. I said, it's okay, Paul.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Paul became my friend. One night God told me to get off the land. She got to move now. Hey, I heard God talk. I've never been a runner away from things. Chris, you've seen me. You see me confirm with people. I've never ran from any of them. Never have. I'm not running from you either. And I'm not running from him. I'm running for him. But I'm not running from him. I'm in a race. And they that run in the race, they run all. Because you've got to keep on running. Unless you finish your race, you run in vain. Boy, you folks just don't like the truth, do you? I left there, went back later on to one of the little rescue missions, and when I got back there, which was downtown, a month later, I got out of the car, and all of a sudden I heard somebody running. Hey, brother, old Paul. Old Paul had found I was coming back to Lowell. And he came out to be my servant. But the last time I saw him before I left was we were changing the tire.
Hallelujah.
I had a laugh at that. I'm changing the tire, jacking it up, and Paul says, let me do that for you.
Yeah.
So he gets down on his knees, and he, oh my God, I said, what's the matter? He said, all these guys are going to see me. I'm the head man around here. Yeah. And these guys are going to see me down here on my knees?
Hallelujah.
Why? I said, they're going to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
You don't see what he's talking about? His macho reach. That nobody would deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
It didn't hurt him though. Because God preserved him too.
Hallelujah.
And that's what that little old shaft is reminding me of today. Show me where you brought me from.
Oh, yes.
And where I should have been. Or where I could have been. Thanks for all the letters. This letter is sent by my daughter because ...90% of my eyesight is gone. My daughter has to read all your letters. Everywhere I go, I'm relaying the message of the second coming of our Lord.
Hallelujah.
You get Brother Alex over here in Burma. You know, I read that last line because I thought it would bring some kind of a positive response out of you folks.
Amen.
I'd like to know when you people are going to get excited or encouraged by the message of the urgency to make ready for the King's coming. I would like to know what a good attack. You ain't got nothing in this world to look forward to.
Amen.
It seems like somehow comfort one another with these words. The Lord himself should accept them. How would stop mocking God, I'm telling you. And don't tell me you're not doing it. That's why you don't get help, because I say something about you, God says something, but that's why the world will not get saved, because God said you're a sinner, and they say, no, we're not. He has to endure the contradiction of sinners. You're a sinner. What does that got to do? You need to be saved. No, I don't need to be. Hussy. He endured. You need the prophet. You need the signing you make. You need it. You need to hear. You need to respond properly. You need to do it.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord.
not hearing, then all I see, all I see left is that you're just one that God don't intend to say. You see, those are the kind of things that God speaks to us in hopes that he can bring conviction to us.
Hallelujah.
Woe is me!
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We're facing a world out here that's going to be turned loose on the child of God. You want to be one of those? Make war? Are you ready for that war?
Yes, Lord.
Are you ready? And all I've been trying to do with you people is make sure you put on the whole armor of God. Get that helmet covered. I don't care what the hell any of you guys here. You keep on popping all you want to my sins. I'm going to put that helmet on. I'm going to put it on. I'm not going to let your damn lies and your arrogant looks look at me. I've already been convinced I'm a sinner. Already convinced. Thoroughly persuaded. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Is coming your way. Look at all the thoughts that run through your mind. Come on, you think you got a single mind, most of you? You're still double-minded. So you're unstable, you're insecure. You haven't made up your mind. You're not fully committed. And then you want to challenge me.
You
want to challenge God. You're a bunch of fools, people!
Yes, yes.
Wake up!
Hallelujah.
I don't know how any of us can read the scriptures knowing about this hour and act so nonchalant. And in what hour? In such an hour you think not. How many hours in the day are you thinking that this might be the hour?
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Lord, yes. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord.
You got a lot of time to redeem. Mm-hmm. You better do it.
Amen.
For the days are evil.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God, if I... I'm quoting scripture to
you.
Yes, I really am. I'm quoting the Word of God to you. I really am. And my word, they are spirit. They are life. And you still dead? Well, we are hard people, God. We're hard. Hard. Hard.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Glory.
Old Brother Al back there, he likes to use his iPhone. I think sometimes he has to struggle what he says to me because in his heart sometimes he doesn't actually believe what he's doing. See, I haven't treated Al too very well, have I? I keep talking about his face and
Hallelujah.
Keep warning of the possibility of his children going astray and him going astray. Hallelujah. So when he gets the scripture, like he did this morning, he sent me some. He only spared himself from being openly rebuked by one little thing he put in there.
Hallelujah.
In the scripture. He actually inserted something into the scripture that made me realize what he was really doing. Yeah. Are you rebuked with the scripture? Because you know the only thing that can rebuke me is the scripture.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
You know, scriptures are Christ. And Christ is the Spirit. So the only thing that can rebuke me is the Spirit of Christ. And that's probably the only thing that can rebuke you. That's why some of you folks don't take it from me, because you don't think I'm operating in the Spirit. Huh? So you say, I hear God all right.
Oh, God.
But he sent me Isaiah chapter 56 last night. I looked at it for a moment, and I thought, well, is he trying to rebuke me or something? Or is God trying to get through to me? Or is God trying to tell me I'm doing right or I'm doing wrong? Because the scripture will tell you. Especially when they're revealed. Especially when they have some life to them. Not just a bunch of letters. Hallelujah. I'm going to read the chapter for you, okay? And I'm going to show you what he inserted something in. I said, ah, okay, he got the message. Now I got it too.
Hallelujah.
Thus saith the Lord. Keep your judgment and do justice.
Amen.
Now, if you know how to read the Bible, when you read it, you ought to say, are you talking to me, Lord?
Amen.
Or are you giving it to me, but to somebody else?
Right.
Do you actually take the word of God personally?
Yes,
Lord. As God speaking to you?
Amen.
Do you or don't you?
Yes.
Or do you just read it for somebody else?
No.
So when I read that, I thought, no, boy, I know you must have talked to him. Are you talking to me? Well, thus saith the Lord, prophet, keep your judgment and do justice. How many of you folk around me are being unjust in my judgments?
Hallelujah.
My God.
What's the matter? So is this God rebuking me? Is this God instructing me? Is this God? See, I didn't just throw it away.
Thank you, Lord.
I could have, but I didn't. Because every word of God, that's how I live by.
Hallelujah.
I live by God's conviction,
yes, Lord.
By God's judgment,
yes, Lord.
And by God's justice.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
I shall not be moved. Just like a tree.
Thus saith the Lord. Talking to the prophet now. Talking to you. Talking to every one of us. Every word of God is pure. Every word is right.
Yes, yes.
Keep. Thus saith the Lord. Keep ye judgment. I never told you folk not to judge. Keep judging. Just don't judge against me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we don't condemn, because condemnation is always against, never for. Christ is a judge.
Hallelujah.
He's for you. He's not going to condemn you.
Hallelujah.
He got every right to do it now.
Oh, yes.
He's without sin among you. You cast the first stone. Well, he's the only one who can do it. He's the only one who can cast a stone at you.
Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And you can only cast a stone at somebody else if you're in Christ, and Christ won't do it. Christ, he won't do it. If you're in Christ, you ain't going to cast no stone at your brother. No. Hey. What you want to throw one now?
No. Oh, hallelujah.
Well, I'll read down here. I got to be careful about this, because if you add to the word of God, you'd be troublesome too.
Careful.
He did add something, or inserted something. And I thought, oh, that's pretty good. Thus saith the Lord. Because they're all sitting there wanting to know what he inserted.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I tell you what he inserted, most of you ain't going to like it.
Praise God.
There's not too many folks that love the truth.
Amen.
Truth will be to find it. Truth is falling in the streets.
Hallelujah.
It's like a pearl, it's like a jewel.
Amen.
There's not too many people searching for the truth. You're not guilty, are you? What did you come out here? A false prophet? a fellow who's not preaching the truth.
Hallelujah.
If you're doing that, just like I told a girl from Canada the other day, if you're not convinced or persuaded that I'm a true prophet of God, you need to get out of here. Because you keep following me as a false prophet, we're going to both fall into the ditch. Now, if that ain't being pretty fair with you, I don't know what is.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
I want you to follow me as I follow Christ, but I don't think you're following Christ, then don't follow me.
Right.
You can move right now. Pray for your life, because your soul is at stake.
Yes.
Your soul, not mine, yours.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
See how Satan is such a coward, isn't he?
Oh, bless you.
The wicked fleeth. And see, even though you're sitting here, some of you are still pulling back into yourself, fleeing, trying to hide yourself in your iniquity. And you think, you're so dumb. You think God don't see that. He don't see your drawback spirit. He don't, you just. And I'll tell you again why God keeps doing this to us. He wants us to repent.
Hallelujah.
Well, look, people out there, that must be the judgment of God. No, God said, nay. I say unto you, all those people on the Ukraine, all those people over there on that Mount Chapel, they must be an awful wicked people. No, not more wicked than you. No, Jesus said, nay. I used the word, he said, nay.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Yes, Lord.
Let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, except you repent. You shall all likewise perish. All you young men, young women, marriages and homes, you don't repent. You think all them homes are being destroyed out there, all them young people being destroyed, you're more wicked than you are. Nay. Nay. That's what Jesus said. That's what he said. That's what he said.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, where are you? Thank you.
What's the rest of it? He's talking about two places where it looked like people were so evil that God just wiped them off the map. Tower of Siloam, I think one of them was. Killed somewhat, 80 some people.
Thank you, Lord.
You're just not going to accept the rebuke from God, are you? And he only rebukes you for one purpose.
Yes, Lord.
Then you be sound in the faith.
Hallelujah.
If you are sound in faith, then you would know that repentance is a good thing.
Because
if you truly repent, faith takes hold.
Amen.
If you truly repent, then you can believe God. Except you repent, you will perish. But if you do repent, you won't perish. Too many of you people are deceiving yourself in your false repentance. Thus says the Lord, keep your judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness about to be revealed. You know what God's going to do in this final revelation? He's going to reveal to heaven and earth and hell that he was right in saving you. we're going to bask in his glory. Sinner, I repent. the diligent and the Son of Man and the Son of Man,
yes, Lord,
that laid hold on it. And here's where he inserts something. Brother Stair.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed is
the man, hallelujah,
that doeth this.
Hallelujah.
And the Son of Man that laid hold on it. And then he has parentheses.
Hallelujah.
Brother Stair. What's the Spirit of God using him to tell me? What? I'm the man that's doing this. The Son of Man that lays hold on it. Grab it, hang on. Hallelujah. Lay hold to eternal life. Let no man steal your crown, especially your old man.
Esau.
Come on there, Anna.
Glory. Thank you, Father.
Shout.
Hallelujah.
Atta girl. Keep that in reserve, all right?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, keepeth the Sabbath. That stopped me for a moment.
Right.
Because you see, we got so screwed up on keeping the Sabbath,
yes,
that we limited it to a day.
My Lord.
And so we go out here and say, I'll keep the Sabbath. I don't do it. See, when God talked about the Sabbath in the book, he talked about the kingdom age. The seventh day. The third day. You going to tell me that you're not among a ministry that remembers the Sabbath? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Sabbath day. Come on. Glory. You talk about resting. We're going to rest on the Sabbath day, brother. So we're reminding ourselves of this temporal Sabbath, that we got a Sabbath day coming. Ain't nobody gonna keep the Sabbath day by the words of Moses in the law. Ain't nobody. One of the big reasons why there was a lot of ordinances at it was over this question of the Sabbath day. How do you keep it? And I came along and told you years ago, I don't keep the Sabbath. I don't keep the feast days. I don't keep the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I let him keep me. I let these things keep me. Hallelujah. I remember the Sabbath day. This whole ministry is remembering the Sabbath day. It's all concerned about the Sabbath day. Keep it Sabbath. Keep. Never mind. Does anybody know what I'm talking about when I talk about the Sabbath day? Do you know now? Do you know? You sure don't want to go into that Sabbath day like you're here. Like the way you've been fooling yourself saying you're keeping it here. That's a day of joy. And that light of that Sabbath day comes. Glory be to God. Our work will be over. God's work will be done. It'll be a finished work. You don't want to be saved, huh?
Glory to God.
Yeah, a little far away look.
Hallelujah.
Well, Brother Stair, I try to change. I know that. I watch you people every time I see you. You got your same old habits, the way you walk the same way. Your head goes the same way. And how many have prayed for God to help you to change? How well have you done with it?
Glory to God.
Can a leper change his spot? Can you add one inch to your stature?
Oh, hallelujah. Holy God.
See, you can't do it. So what you ought to do is get before your God and cry out and say, search me, O God. Create me a clean heart. back to you. You're glorying in your physical weakness. Instead of glorying in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See how strong I am? Having my own way, doing my own will. I know the word of God tells me to enter into God's court with praise and he's praying with thanksgiving, but I don't feel like it. When I feel like it, when it just comes out of your neither the son of the stranger that has joined himself to the Lord, neither let the son of the stranger that joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord of the others slept with me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I'm a dry tree.
Right.
Huh? See, we have a lot of people that joined themselves here. They're trying to join. And I told you this all along. If there's ever one thing, I told you, you don't join yourself. You don't decide what you're going to do.
Amen.
That's joining yourself. And we're all eunuchs for Christ's sake.
Amen.
We're all eunuchs. We're not seeking the things of a natural relationship like the world does.
Amen.
We're eunuchs.
Hallelujah.
We're not a dry tree.
Hallelujah.
We're eunuchs. We got a lot of juices in us. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, people. Why the hell did you get out of that carnal mind and start realizing what the Word of God's saying to you? My strength is in the Lord. For years and years, that's all I heard from dear old black folks that were scared. They said, pray for my strength in the Lord. Pray for my strength in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Well, you can read the rest of the chapter if you like. I got too much here. I then went to chapter 57. The righteous perisheth. And no man lays it to heart.
Hallelujah.
The righteous perisheth?
Yeah.
And you folk get upset me because I lay it to heart, don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Watching righteous people fall left and right by their own iniquity. And I see it. I witness it. I experience it. The righteous are perishing. And no man lays it to heart. They don't get the shoulders of it. Oh, you're not reading it right. I'm not. Get the hell out of my face, you rebellious house. You carnally minded people who wrestle with the Word of God when I preach it to you. Go ahead, get mad. Go ahead, turn your nose on it. Go ahead. Have fun, you fools. So slow to believe everything I say to you.
Hallelujah.
The righteous perish it, and no man lays it to heart. And merciful men are taken away. None considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil that comes. You see why God brought you here? You see why he separated you from the evil that's coming? This is an evil day. Forsake not the assembling of yourself together. And that don't mean bodily in the house. It means being assembled in the Spirit of God, in the power of God, and doing even that much the more as you see the day, as you see the evil day approaching. My God, you don't want to stand against this evil time by yourself. No, you don't, and you won't.
Amen.
After you've done all to stand, you've got to do all. My God. How come I see this so clearly and these folk don't see?
Hallelujah.
Thou knowest not that you're blind?
Hallelujah. No, tell me I'm blind. I see what you're talking about, but
Hallelujah. Glory.
Bless you. So we rebellious to have the council. Come on, folks.
Bless you.
Come on. Lay it down.
Yes,
by me. There's one thing about you will see in me is I'm persistent. And I'll get a whole bunch of things. I'm persistent, insistent. Enoch! He hasn't learned nothing from me.
Yes, sir,
he has. But he among me.
Absolutely.
Hey, you sinners.
Yes.
Have you learned what sinners do?
Yes.
They sin.
Yes.
And then if they're true sinners, you know what else they do?
Yes.
They repent. Yes. And if they're really sincere, they'll strive to enter in.
Yes.
Yeah, you haven't seen them do that?
On a daily basis.
Yes, Lord.
Don't do that. Please, don't do that.
Hallelujah.
Don't say he's just trying to make himself look right. There ain't nothing right about me. He's right.
Hallelujah.
If I can't present the right in Christ, do you understand looking at you? And I'll say, it's right for you to be saved? That's not your righteousness, though. Don't you understand that? Oh, don't you grasp that? All right. If you get a chance, you want to read them. That's Isaiah chapter 56, 57. Just read them. Be all right. For I will not contend forever. It's a part of the 57th chapter. There is no peace.
Hallelujah.
Saith my God to the wicked. Are you at peace?
Lord,
are you at peace one with another?
Lord.
Are you at peace with God?
Lord.
Well, if you're not, then you know it. Why? Because you're wicked. Because there is no peace.
Hallelujah.
To the wicked. So God's searching you out.
Amen.
Bringing brothers and sisters and circumstances around you. And see how you respond to it. And if you respond wickedly,
amen,
then there's no peace.
Amen.
Then you get irritated when you see your brother, get upset when you see your sister. And you get envious and jealous and full of pride and despite. And you carry a chip on your shoulder waiting for them to do something wrong so you can knock them down and trip them up. Hit it right on the head, ain't I? Ain't I? Ain't I? Hit it right on the head, huh? Be at peace one with another. And then the God of peace will be with you. Huh? As much as I within you, you live peaceably. Well, what part of the gospel you want to hear? Let the peace of God rule in your heart. What's wrong with that? Isn't that beautiful? When you just think about what God's telling us there. You look over and you see a brother and he comes up short. And you know it, and maybe he even knows. How do you get peace with that? How do you get peace in that situation? Why, just ask God.
Hallelujah.
He's your peace. He'll give him peace.
Yes.
Ask him. He said, I'll give him life.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. So you don't have to go around banging somebody and knocking them down. Just ask for him.
Right.
I go through that every single day with many people. I'm confronted with circumstances. I say, God, boy, they are, as far as I can see, they're damned and they're lost. And I even tell you folks how I wrestle. I even pray for some of you. Because I believe what the scripture says. If God brings Brother Burgess to my mind in prayer, how do I pray for him, Lord?
Bless you, Lord.
Knowing where he's at and what he's doing.
Okay.
I don't even know how to pray for as I ought.
Bless you.
Because I know what I would tell you to do. But if I would tell you to do that, then I'd really be in trouble.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
bless you.
Suppose I told you not to go back to no more. Stay right here.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Well, if he did that, then I'd have to put up with him, wouldn't I?
Oh, God, I must endure it.
Huh?
I must endure it.
Say what I'm trying to tell you? You don't think I know that the day's going to come? Whatever he's living off of now. No, he's not fully living off of faith. No, he is not. He's living off of a a government check.
Bless you, Jesus.
It's like some of you.
Hallelujah.
See how quiet it gets?
Amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
See how all of a sudden the rubber meets the road, doesn't it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Now I know sooner or later.
Yes, go ahead.
Hallelujah.
We got a lot of empty rooms over here.
Hallelujah.
But the honest comfort that you got over there. But we'll let her stay with you.
Hallelujah.
Stop it. You people just don't believe it's coming to that, do you? You don't believe it's coming to that. Get in the ark. There's your place. Now get in there and stay there and shut up.
Hallelujah.
And be content with whatever you have. Come on. How much discontent we have with you? Almost every day of your life, you don't eat what you want to eat, or if you don't get it, you go out and get it. Always trying to please your flesh, your mind. You don't think that's wrong, huh?
Hallelujah.
True.
You go shopping and buy food. What kind of food do you buy? Food that you want. Pleases you.
True.
That's a lust, you know. That's a lust.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
I love you, Brother Urges.
Praise God.
And I can only tell you one thing I believe about you, sir. You know what I'm saying is the truth. And you also believe that if the time comes to that we got a doghouse for you out here to put you in. We do have some place we can help take care of you. Of course, we may not run to the drugstore or to the pharmacy.
Bless you. Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Not because we don't want to, but if we do, it's going to cost us our soul.
Hallelujah.
If you don't go, you might die.
Hallelujah.
In faith. But that's better than dying.
Hallelujah. Bless
you, Jesus.
Glory to God,
the
worthy.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
Father. Hi,
Lord.
Oh, yeah. Can these bones live? I really don't know, God. But you know me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I know you. Then they can live. You death every day, and they want to take credit for keeping you alive, but they're a liar. They're not keeping you alive. The Lord's keeping you alive. And the day comes when you got to lay down what they give you to keep you alive. You lay it down and take up your cross, and then you'll really live. Hallelujah. All right, be the God. Hallelujah. Yes, anybody know what that kind of a life? The life that I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now I can give myself to him. Boy. Praise the Lord. What a preacher. Preach on, brother. Preach on. All I'm trying to do, boy, is get you to lose your life so you can find it in Christ. Then you'll have something to live for.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You want to live for your mama. You don't want to live for your wife-to-be or for your family. If you don't ask mama. See, look how mama's been disappointed living for her family. Look at them. Oh, that nice little baby girl. Wasn't she cute? Mm. Oh, but can't live for her no more. I wonder when you folk are going to wake up and realize that the things of this life are growing strangely dim.
Hallelujah.
There's no light in the world system. There's no direction. There's no peace. They will cry peace, peace, when there is no peace.
Amen.
Are you at peace? Are you content? Well, I'd be better off if God would have given me a more acceptable prophet. He said, I gave you an acceptable prophet. What I gave you? One who's been accepted by me. You don't like what God accepts?
Glory.
Don't like me, do you, huh? And get right down and get right between soul and spirit, don't I? Get right in. Paul and Timotheus. Now again, everyone knows when I read scriptures, I put myself there.
Amen.
So if I'm going to read that today, I say Paul, or Brother Stair and Stan, or Brother Stair and Christopher, you know, or I hope I'm not doing that wrong.
Oh, God.
I hope these are Timotheus. And don't you really hope I'm a Paul? You follow me? Follow my thinking? Why would Paul include that young man, Timotheus? Because he knew him. He knew that old boy. He knew him so much by the revelation of God that he said, I charge you. I'm going to give you a charge, boy. I'm going to lay it down, but I'm going to pass it over to you, boy. I'm going to give you a charge. For you people sit there like a bunch of knotheads, like you never read the book. Can I charge you? Before God, who will judge the quick and the dead. And you'll be instant in season, out of season. Rebuke. You learn from me, Timothy. You learn from me. You shall high. Took the good and the bad, the right and the wrong. I've kept the faith. Come on, Timothy. He said, when I first heard about you and I knew you start hearing about me, he said, all I could see was the faith. The faith. Or to believe, Paul, you had that faith. To believe he was a chosen vessel, you had that faith.
All right now.
Come on, man. The guy was in trouble all the time. Didn't like God with hardly at all.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Glory.
Oh, you would have just glory being around Paul, wouldn't you?
Glory.
Huh? How about you with him when he said, let you with him keep shining the church? How would you like that one?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Huh? You know what they call today? They call him a woman hater.
Yeah. My Lord.
Paul didn't have a free ride, you know, with the people of God.
Nope.
Even after he taught them what they were, they he'd soon go astray.
Yep.
So easily removed.
Because the things that he finally said, what did he say to them? Enoch? The things? You forgot it?
Those things that you wrote on.
He said, things you're seeing, learn from me. Yeah. See them, me.
Yeah. Finally, brother.
Come on! Yeah. What kind of a man is that who went all kind of adversity, put in jail, beat up, fine, kicked around, despised, rejected? He says, hey, you learn from me?
Amen.
What did he learn? Why should I learn to take pleasure?
Amen.
One thing I learned.
Amen.
You don't know the scriptures, do you? And you won't take any time to hide them in your heart so they can strengthen you in the hour you live. Living epistles. You see, we're more than just a book to people around the world. We are living the Word of God. We are living by the Word of God, with the Word of God, upholding the Word of God. So we are living epistles to our brother in Burma, to one over there, to one over there, to one over there. That we are bread that God is feeding him, and we break the bread, and we discern the Lord's body, and we send the Spirit of righteousness and truth. where you're going to go, you don't receive the word of God, you're damned. Because they receive not the love of the truth of the word of God, God's going to send you a strong delusion, and you're going to think you're doing so right when you're so wrong. That's why God challenges you every single day on doing what you think is right. Seems like every time we get out here, we got a little job to do. Huh? And God's got a challenge almost every time. Huh? Almost every time, a good party to do it, there's always some who have issues. I see it every I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Have issues? And we have learned from, we have learned from here that even though I may keep it to 10 o'clock or 1 o'clock, and we still got a job to do, you get out and do it together like you ought to, piece of cake. I've never seen any of those jobs that you did not get finished before dinner time.
Hallelujah.
Even though some fellows didn't even join you. Anybody live here? Did anybody live here? How many times do we see it day after day? How about the pieces the other day? How long did it take you? Even though everybody didn't go, you know. There was some that found something else to do. You have been instructed? When you wake up in the morning, you go forth to do His will. So you seek the kingdom. You find out what has been laid out that must be done. These things you should do. How many times do I call it? That's good to tell you. You do the things that at your hand to do, and then when you get done, then don't leave the other on done. Now, some of you guys, you know what you do? You actually do that. You actually go out and do what tell you, and then once you get it done, then you don't go back to do what you left on done. Because you're running out of time, right?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You know we're about to end daylight saving time? Does anybody know why they gave daylight saving time? So you can work while it's day. See, more daylight. You brothers can light up like that? Some of you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
It's still day work.
What?
We'll work.
Until supper comes. Then we'll go.
Huh? What are y'all quiet for? I'm not afraid of you folk. Do yourself no harm. I'm all here. I got a head up here. And that head knows what it's doing.
All right.
I got a head that directs my path. Orders my tongue. Kind of dangerous being gods in this world, isn't it? Because they hate them. Boy, he take a risk.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get rid of that bunch. Because if I don't get rid of them, they're going to get rid of me.
Hallelujah.
Right,
what are they doing, Noah? They got rid of God, didn't they? Didn't they?
Hallelujah.
Hey, Noah, what are you doing? Why, God to God? What makes you think you know God, Noah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know him, but he knew me. And he made himself known to me, so now I know him.
Yeah.
I know him now.
Yeah.
Changed my whole life.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Changed my whole thinking.
Amen.
When I got to know God, but I didn't get to know him until he first knew me.
Right.
Hey, Noah! Look at, I can't believe it every time. That is so simple to me. God made himself known. Where were you before God made himself known? You didn't know where you was. And then when he finally made himself known, he told you it was in sin and evil. And at first you might have kicked that. But then you finally received, he's telling you the truth because he loves you. Well, how can God love me and call me a sinner? Well, that's what he came to love. Sinners. I gotta close.
Oh, bless it.
Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, I'm stopping because I see the word Christ Jesus. I probably never troubled most of you here, but it was one of the first things that God, as he started to open things up to me, I would read Jesus Christ, and then I'd read Christ Jesus. And then I'd read Jesus Christ, and then I'd read Christ Jesus. I'd say, what's going on here, God? Why Christ Jesus in one place and Jesus Christ in another? Remember when Peter said, thou art the Christ of God? He didn't say you're Jesus, did he? Did he? Huh?
Nope.
Because God was in Jesus as Christ. You are the Christ. You are the promised Savior. You are the Redeemer. So when you read Christ Jesus, you're talking about Christ in man. When you talk about Jesus Christ, you're talking about man in Christ. May that be in Christ. Wow! Woo! Hallelujah! Look! Wow! God! Boy, I wish I could shout. God gives you something new every day. How many folks like something new? We give something new every day. Every day. His mercies are. I mean, yesterday's mercy might have died down, but now you got some new mercy. New. New. Ah. Hallelujah. What mercy can I put on today? Yesterday's or today's or tomorrow? You put them on because they're the same. But they're new. They're not worn out. They're not worn down. His mercy endures. Hallelujah. He upholds. Why would somebody get saved? God, I really do. I tell you what. The reason why you're not good is because you don't really know you're saved. Because if you know you're saved, everybody else is going to find out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Remember when you first got saved?
Yeah.
Everybody found out, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they?
Everybody.
Everybody, huh?
Yeah.
When your foot became a gazer, you said, what happened to you?
That's right. Amen, brother.
Huh?
That's exactly right.
What happened to you?
Amen.
Well, I got saved. Saved from what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got saved from drinking, smoking, cussing.
Amen,
from
brother.
Sinning.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's the way it is. That's exactly how it happens.
Well, I don't know that because I watch you sin. Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do about that one, too.
Amen.
If I don't get this point across in this house, then I have failed at this time. See, I tried to tell you people. God, I know I did it. I know I told them. I told them that no other preacher ever told them. I told him how God took me out of a little old church down here and sent me up to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes, Lord.
And I brought a name to most of you folks didn't even know.
Hallelujah.
His name was Dr. A.C. Valdez Jr.
Yes, right.
But you didn't know that. I told you how I even got there. It was a worldwide convention. They had every major man of God in America there.
Yeah,
what am I doing there? I was a nobody. Still am. What am I doing here in the kingdom? A nobody. And that's so I can talk about somebody. Hallelujah. You don't talk about the nobody, talk about that somebody. Somebody touch me. Hallelujah. Glory. Woo! Don't hurt yourself, folks. Poor old spiritual arthritis.
Our Lord.
put it on my work. I say something, boy, I'd lose them right away. I told you what happened. When I got there, if I name some of them names, you don't even know them. Duplass, Billy Graham from Africa, Gordon Lindsay, the Voice of Healing, all they were all there. They were all there.
Yeah, amen.
What am I doing there? And I told you I got there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Are you in trouble?
That man endeared himself to me, man.
Right. Amen.
I still remember the night when he called me. Mm-hmm. It was almost midnight. I had him scheduled to come to a little church called Jonesboro Christian Fellowship Church in Jonesboro, Georgia, where I was pastoring, getting $25 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard the man on the radio, and I wrote him a letter. Because we both become members of what they called at that time the Full Gospel Fellowship of Ministers and Churches. And it was an independent group. Mm-hmm. And I was able to join it. I joined it. Mm-hmm. So that got me involved. All these...
Yeah.
Amen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Worth talking about it, God. Nobody appreciates this kind of story. That old man, he pastored two churches, one in Milwaukee and one in Oshkosh. They were called Milwaukee Revival Center. And they were very well known. And he was very well known. I didn't know him that well, but I heard him on the radio. How about me? Did you know so much about me? Did you hear me on the radio? Now, since you heard me on the radio, now you're getting to know so much about me, you wonder if I'm the same guy, huh? Have you heard about Jesus? Have you heard he's going to destroy the world? Have you heard he's going to take vengeance? Is he the same Jesus? The same Jesus. The same Jesus. The same Jesus. The same Jesus.
Amen. Yesterday.
Aren't you glad he's saved?
Yes.
Going to damn the unbeliever and save the believer?
Amen.
Aren't you glad he don't change? Hallelujah. I wish somebody could get saved around this place. I really do. Hey, you cooks. How do you like when you're cooking, people just eat your food with joy? Huh? You don't like that when you're cooking? You like when you just sit there and pick at it? Don't worry about Al over here. He don't pick at it, boy. No, sir, boy, Al, he has for the table and loads it up.
Amen.
And says, I hope they don't all take it all so I can go back the second time.
Amen.
Ain't that right, Al? Al beats so much in that he works.
Right.
A man don't work, he don't eat. Now says, I want to eat.
That's right.
I'm going to work.
Amen.
How are you, Chris? You still like to eat, don't you, Chris?
Yeah, he does.
Ever since I've known you, man, you love to eat. You make the biggest hamburgers I've ever seen in my life, boy.
Amen.
You got to give a shot of hamburgers.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hey. Did you make a hamburger, Chris?
Yeah.
Were you shaking hands? Yeah, you shake the salt over it, right?
Right.
Ah, boy. You know what Jesus said to the shaking, palsy man? Did you want to be made whole? Said your sins are forgiven you. I'm really going to shake you up, boy.
Wow.
Boy, you just don't get it, dude. You just don't understand the mysteries of God.
Hallelujah.
I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Now, I'll tell you about that again. I'll tell you. Many times I'll go and I'll start praying. I told you the other night how I was praying in the name of everybody, and I couldn't get Roger's name. If I would have kept on praying, he probably wouldn't even notice it. But I did. It troubled me more. And if I didn't call his name, it should have troubled him. If Christ ain't before the Father calling your name, it ought to trouble you. Because you do need an advocate. And that's what he's doing, you know. And especially if you fall or slip or something. He heads right to the throne room with your name. In the book. And he intercedes for us. Ever living. I wish somebody gets saved around here. God, I can't believe we just insist on. Probably troubled me more than him. He didn't even know it.
Amen.
Did you know I didn't pray for you that night? You didn't even know it until I told you. But I wrestled for 15 minutes. I couldn't understand why I couldn't get your name, Roger.
Right.
That troubled me. I was sitting in a radio room that night, and I was naming everybody here. Then I got to be careful how I name some names, because some of you folks don't want me to pray for certain people.
Right.
You think I don't know, huh?
Bless you, Jesus.
And I tell you right now, I'm not going to pray for somebody just because I want to pray.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I can very well pray against the will of God.
Amen.
I've learned that too.
That's true.
I'm not going to do that.
Amen.
Well, I don't think it's important for you to pray for me. Okay. I think it's important for you to pray for me.
Amen.
You pray for me and I'll pray for you.
Amen, brother. Keep on praying.
Huh? You see, you have nothing to pray about? Yeah, I is.
Amen.
You have a lot to pray about if you know me.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
Look what this man's going through, God. Look what he's faced with.
Amen. Absolutely.
But you're weak over there, brother. Are you strong? And you bear the influence of the weak.
Hallelujah.
You do it.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Lord.
How much longer, God, do I have to put up with this damn spirit that sits in front of me day after day after day? How much longer? Soon, huh? Until the city be wasted? You know that's about to happen?
Sure.
Yes.
You take out 6 billion people, you're taking out the cities.
You got a lot of them. Amen. Amen. Amen, bro.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Good. I apply the scripture to me first, and then I try to show you. Look at this right here. This is the one I look for. Boy. Always in every prayer of mine for you, all make a request with joy. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day on to now. Remember when you joined this fellowship of this gospel?
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
Amen.
When all of a sudden the fellowship you were having was not the true fellowship.
Amen.
And then God gave you a fellowship with the truth.
Right.
The end time truth.
Amen.
And you came right in fellowship, boy. We got in the same boat and we started going across the sea, huh? Hallelujah. Anybody remember that? Oh, what fellowship. Oh, what joy divine.
Amen.
Oh, what blessedness.
Peace of mind.
Disturbed about me failing as a man, have peace. The man won't fail. The man will fail, but not the man. God's making a man. A man. He says to you and I, let us make man. Well, I'm going to the leg. I'll put you in the body, we'll make a man. Hallelujah. confident. Oh, this, I like this scripture. Because there's a phrase in here. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you. When did it begin? Before you were born? I knew you. I begun something before you were born. You mean he was in your mom and daddy?
Hallelujah.
The night you were conceived?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless my mom.
I got thinking about that.
Thank
you,
Lord.
You think Abraham having that baby, it was just a normal thing?
Hallelujah.
You think it was just an animal instinct?
No.
There must have been affection there?
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, the woman was having a baby for him.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. So she had to submit.
Right.
He didn't fight him.
Glory to God.
Yes, God. Amen.
She had a baby for him.
Lord.
And boy, it was a love child.
Yeah.
That was.
Hallelujah.
Abram loved her.
Yeah.
And then when his first wife said, get her out. And because Abraham loved him, God blessed Abraham to bless him. What did he say? Say to him, say, you'll be a great people.
You'll be a wild man.
What?
Hate
his brother. These old Muslims over here, they're right on when they say Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael.
Amen, brother. Absolutely.
Right on.
Right on. Amen.
They're the sons of Abraham after the flesh.
Yes, sir.
We are the sons of Jacob, sons of Abraham after the spirit. Ishmael brings death. Isaac, Jacob brings life. And though they slay us, we're still Isaac. We're still Jacob. We ain't going to heaven to get 70 virgins.
No.
We're
going to
be the virgin. Why would somebody say with me? I really do. God, I love to feed you with me.
Chase virgin.
Look at the scripture. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Until Christ comes and is glorified in us. Hallelujah. See Jesus Christ? Christ in you. Jesus Christ in you is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. I hear him saying, I have hope.
Amen.
Now God got hope.
Amen.
You know that God?
Amen.
He's a God of hope.
Glory.
That you may approve things that are excellent. Yet show I unto you a more excellent
way.
Boy, this is a whole lot better than the law of Moses.
Right.
Or the works of men. More excellent way. A way of the love and truth of God.
Mm-hmm.
That
Amen.
That you may approve things that are excellent. That may be, that you may be sincere.
Hallelujah.
And without offense.
Glory.
Until the day.
Glory.
Of Christ.
Amen.
Glory. Oh, you're a trumpet in Zion.
Glory.
Sound the alarm. Philippians 1, you can read that all the way down through.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a remarkable chapter because it's Paul again actually defending his spirituality in a human being.
Yeah, amen.
That's what he's doing.
Right.
Because he see, people got to know him after he preached to him, and he had all kind of physical weaknesses. That's what he did.
Yep.
He even told one time how he said, you all know about my infirmity of my flesh. And he did.
Yes.
He said, I come to you in the spirit, and you receive me, then all of a sudden my flesh would be there. And I always fell short in the flesh. Yeah, that's what he said. Did y'all know about me? My flesh, my flesh.
Well,
my flesh is so weak.
Bodily presence. Huh?
For God is my record.
Amen.
How greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God.
Amen.
I would you should understand, brethren, I wish you would believe this, the things which happened unto me.
Amen.
What happened to him? Go back and see what happened to that guy. Let down in a basket.
Mm-hmm.
In Damascus.
Yeah.
Where he had his eyes opened up.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palaces and in all other places. For many of the brethren in the Lord waxing confident. Hey, brother. I'm partially blind now, but I hear your message, and I'm going all over Burma telling everybody about the coming of Jesus Christ. Yeah, he waxed strong. Yeah, he waxed strong.
Yeah.
That was a man that said, boy, it's your life, Brother Starr. How'd that man know my life over there? He don't know it after the flesh, does he? And you say, yeah, well, he knew he after the flesh. Well, why do you be like you're supposed to? Don't know anybody after the flesh. That'd be better for you.
That's right.
God ain't never going to let flesh glorify it. It ain't never going to do it. No flesh. No flesh is never going to glorify it.
No.
Especially yours.
Hallelujah.
Or mine.
Yep. Amen.
It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit.
Amen.
For I know that this shall turn to my salvation. What? What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. Because there's power in preaching Christ. Christ in you. The only hope. Power overcoming. Oh boy, if we could just get this past this old carnal mind, this revelation of truth. Shall we stand? Think maybe you can sing it from your heart. Christ liveth. No, you're not. Is that the way you respond, knowing that Christ is in you? I just gave you a chance to sing a song and you still hold back. Why do you jump at it? Christ liveth. Believe I'll testify.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. Spencer, would you pray for us?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just bless you, Lord God, today. We thank you, Lord God, to be in the house of prayer, Lord God. Oh, yes, to make a joyful noise, Lord God, for this great salvation. We thank you for the prophet, Lord God. Oh, yes, for the words that liveth and abideth forever. Oh, we bless you, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you bless Pastor Rice. Give him strength, Lord God. Anoint him with fresh oil. Quicken us, Lord God, by your spirit, Lord God, to receive that engrafted word, Lord God, that's able to save our soul. We do bless you, Lord God, today. We do thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Spencer. Bless you. You may be seated.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
But where can wisdom be found?
Hallelujah.
And where is the place of understanding?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If any man would like wisdom, let him ask of God.
Hallelujah.
Who giveth to all men liberally, yes, and upbraideth not.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let him ask in faith.
Amen.
Not wavering.
Amen.
So that man won't receive anything.
Hallelujah.
A double-minded man is unstable.
Amen.
All of his ways.
Hallelujah.
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 All right.
Bless you, Lord. Bless us.
Well, God's wisdom is infinite.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Cannot be measured. It's immeasurable.
Amen.
Just like his love.
See.
Immeasurable.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Bible says that in the wisdom of God, man by wisdom,
hallelujah,
knew not God.
My Lord God.
But it pleased God.
Hallelujah.
That by the foolishness of preaching,
preaching.
Huh?
Yes.
He might save them that believe.
Amen.
And he that cometh to God must first believe.
First believe.
He is God.
He is God.
That he is a rewarder.
Hallelujah.
Them that diligently seek him.
Hallelujah.
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 All right. We aren't going to be nonchalant today, are we?
Oh, no,
let us pray. Lord, help us not to be nonchalant. Quicken us, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. Give us help, Lord. In his wisdom, he tells us that to follow him, be his disciple, we must forsake all that we have.
Yes, Lord.
Hmm?
Amen.
If any man come after me, Jesus said, let him deny himself.
Amen.
Take up his cross and follow me.
Glory.
If any man come after me and forsake not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Of course, these are words of wisdom.
Hallelujah.
From the infinitely wise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Who instructs us on how to be saved.
Hallelujah.
How to prosper.
Yes, Lord.
How to be at peace.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh?
Jesus.
How to be conquerors and more than.
Hallelujah.
The infinite wisdom of God tells us how to succeed.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Oh, oh, oh.
How to be joyful.
Woo.
Glory, how to be thankful.
Oh,
hallelujah. One scripture talks about the wise man's wisdom being despised. Well, 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 men despise wisdom, huh?
Amen.
Well, how did God tell us to be exalted.
Amen.
Oh, is that wise?
Amen.
Well, that's what our mouths say. Is that wise?
Glory.
You want something, what should we do? Strive and connive? Manipulate? Fuss and cuss? Murmur and complain? Praise the Lord. Wisdom of God said we should be content with such things as we have.
Amen.
You know, God knows what we have need of.
Yes, He do.
Surely.
Yes.
And He loves to give.
Yes.
We can't beat Him giving.
No.
No matter how we try.
No.
Because we give things that are useless, things insignificant. But all of His gifts are good gifts.
Yes.
And they're perfect gifts.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
To the point where the psalmist say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He provides for me green pasture.
Yes.
Lead me beside the still water.
Hallelujah.
He prepared a table for me. Sometimes it appears, especially after the wisdom of man, God's wisdom is foolishness. You know that, don't you? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Surely if we're going to be exalted, we should maybe exalt ourselves. How do you do that, Pastor? Well, we do know how to exalt ourselves. You don't have to ask me that. You may ask, but you know how.
Glory!
Glory!
Maybe you should say, well, how do we humble ourselves? That'd be a good question, huh?
Amen.
Glory.
That would take humility, though.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes, it would.
How do I humble myself? We have an example, you know. One time, Brother Simon preached. He said that Jesus Christ got by submission and humility what Lucifer was trying to get by rebellion.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
How about it?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God resists the proud, but giveth grace to the humble.
Yes, He
do. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God.
Hallelujah.
He shall exalt you in due time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, how do we live? Wisdom of God say that we die.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Well, that's kind of hard to believe, Pastor. It's the living word. It's the truth of God.
Yes, Lord.
If we are to live, then we must die. Again, we have an example. You know, the word became flesh. God was manifested in the flesh.
Hallelujah.
It means that He limited Himself in many ways.
Yes.
He humbled Himself like no other man and became obedient like no other man. Went about doing good. God was with Him. In Him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So what we see is God's perfect plan for us to be exalted. For us to be rich,
right.
For us to live,
right.
Because Christ Jesus did it.
Amen.
He did. He actually walked it out for us.
Yes, Lord.
Right.
How to live.
Right.
How to be rich.
Hallelujah.
How to be exalted.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes, He did.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
How to be wise.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yes, Lord.
How are we doing with the lesson? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How are we doing with
Thank you, Father.
God in the flesh was subject to his parents? Sure he was. The word says, children obey your parents. I'm sure he abided by that. He obeyed his parents.
Hallelujah.
You know, after the flesh. But most of all, he obeyed the Father. He went about doing the will of the Father.
Amen.
Which means that he pleased not himself.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Let this mind be in you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Which was also in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Who being in the form of God.
Hallelujah.
Didn't go around saying, hey, you wretched sinners, I'm God. Y'all square up. Huh? He was a friend of sinners.
Hallelujah.
Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Amen.
But made of himself no reputation. How's that right? Well, see, I'm the big cheese here. See, I do this. You get back. I know how to do it. You don't know how. Huh? Made of himself no reputation.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord.
I see. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord God. Thank you.
But humbled himself and became obedient. Even to the death of the cross.
Oh, yes, he did.
There's wisdom working that crucifixion again.
Amen.
You can see it in every scripture.
Yes.
Oh, we don't like that crucifixion, Pastor. Well, what's dying don't like it, but what lives loves it.
See.
You got that right. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah, oh, that new man loves the crucifixion.
Glory.
Because that's how he lived.
Glory.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Oh, you're killing me, Pastor Rice. Not, yeah, not I. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But it is how we live. Infinite wisdom is going to work it out.
Hallelujah.
He's going to work out that crucifixion.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Yes.
To our idols and our affections.
Yes.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. That's
right. All those things we seek after.
Right.
All of our good works.
Hallelujah.
Infinite wisdom is going to work crucifixion in
them.
Amen. Huh?
Hallelujah.
And our highbrowedness and who I am.
Amen.
Huh? Crucifixion is going to. Infinite wisdom is going to work it out in crucifixion. Somebody ought to be happy about it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah.
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 Glory,
glory.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Again, saints, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
Oh, yes.
To the pulling down of strongholds. So I'm not going to fight any man after the flesh.
No.
And my counsel to you is likewise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No need for you to flex your muscles like that.
No.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because they're not effective.
Yes.
It won't bring about the right results.
No. Amen.
All right.
So true.
The weapons of all warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Again, this is the wisdom of God.
Thank you, Father.
God's strength.
Thank you, Father.
By the way, he's not only infinitely wise, he's almighty.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
Hallelujah.
That's a pretty good combination, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
Infinitely wise and almighty too. Praise the Lord. That means all power belongs to him in heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. Glory. He knows how to save wretched sinners. He's the only one that does. He's the only one that's able. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Now, you know, we think it's a light thing that God saves sinners. Huh? Only God can do it. Yeah, we should stand in awe of a God that can save sinners. Huh? That he's able to do it and that he's willing to do it. Willing and able. Hallelujah. Are not we his witnesses? That he's God? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. I need your help today. Thank you, Father. Trying to work that crucifixion, saints. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Moses said, why are you brothers striving, huh? Why are y'all striving against each other? Be brethren.
Amen.
Hmm? We should strive, you know, not against each other.
Amen.
Huh? We should strive together with one mind.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? We should all have the same mind.
Yes.
Speak the same thing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We should be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory.
Man's wisdom said work 7 days a week. Get all the overtime you can. Forsake your family. Forsake everything. Run after that mighty dollar. This is how you get rich. Hmm? God said we should rest. Huh? Of course, men say, God, I would rest on the Sabbath day, but my employer tell me I got to work. Is that how we do it? I would dress modest, but my job requires me to dress immodest. That's not how men do it. Nobody know. Come on, Brother Kurt, you should be the loudest.
Hallelujah.
How we doing? You know, whatever God tells us, we have an excuse why we can't do it. Huh? Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I'm barely making it with what I got. You want me to stop working today? You know that's double time. I get paid double for that. You want me to rest and just, you know, go gather with a bunch of hypocrites? You think that's wise, God? I got who's going to provide for my family?
My Lord.
No.
Amen.
Even after the widow was instructed by God, she said, what? My last?
Hallelujah.
Give it to you?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All but the wisdom and power of God came through. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And the widow was sustained, and she sustained the prophet. In the midst of the famine. Praise the Lord. This is the wisdom of God. Man's wisdom, if he don't get his 2 cents in, he think it won't work. Huh? I've got a God, no, but let me tell God this. Let me explain this, God. Is everybody waking here today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, even that we know Jesus Christ suffered in all points.
Yes, he did.
He was tempted in all points.
Amen.
We're quick to say, well, you know, God just don't know. Huh?
Yeah.
We don't say that with our mouths.
Right, right.
Amen.
Amen.
We say that in our deeds.
Yes.
Glory.
God expect me to get along with such and such?
Oh,
yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
He just don't know how evil they are, how rebellious and how wicked they are. He expect me to get along with them?
Yeah.
Oh, we got the stuff to do it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we do.
Hallelujah.
We may deny it, but we do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How does God get along with you?
Yeah.
He got the stuff to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm not like such and such. I see. Thank you, Lord. Again, we're talking about this crucifixion.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because were it not for the crucifixion, we would not be reconciled. God wouldn't get along with us. And we wouldn't get along with him.
Amen.
We would still be enemies. But the infinite wisdom of God found a way that we could be reconciled. The holy and the unholy. The clean and the unclean. Hallelujah. To wit that God was in Christ. Reconciling the world unto himself. Not imputing their trespasses unto them. There's no way that we're going to be reconciled when we go to the brother and we got his faults all laid out.
Oh,
we throw him in his face and we beat him across the head with him. Whack, 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 whack. Let's be reconciled. If you want to be reconciled, then don't impute his trespasses unto him. Huh? Everybody listening to me? I can't hear you. Are you listening to me? Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, we don't understand all of that. I understand. It's too simple. Huh? Don't you remember how, though he was rich, this is the wisdom of God.
Hallelujah.
He became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Glory.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So we go to our brother and we say, well, I'm rich. I'm increased with goods. Have need of nothing. What's the answer? Well, we become poor.
Amen.
That our brother might become rich.
Amen.
Is that how we're doing it? Huh?
No.
I can't hear you.
No.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
If you're both striving for the same thing, of course, there's going to be conflict. Except that same thing is something righteous.
Hallelujah. Glory.
We all striving for the kingdom, no conflict.
Hallelujah.
We all striving for the righteousness of God.
Hallelujah.
No conflict.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord.
You're striving for honor, he's striving for honor. Conflict.
Yes.
True.
You striving to show your wisdom and he's striving to show his wisdom. Conflict.
Amen.
But if we're all striving to enter into the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
We're all striving lawfully.
Glory.
There's no conflict.
Glory, glory, glory.
There's righteousness.
Glory.
There's joy.
Glory.
There's peace in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Praise Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, mighty God.
I need your help, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm rich. I'm increased with goods. I have need of nothing. But I can sure show you your poverty. You don't do this and you don't do that. You don't do that right and you don't do that right. I'm going to repeat myself. Well, you become rich, become poor then, so that he can become rich. How about it? Ah, you that are strong, what should you do? Well, bear the infirmities of the weak, huh? No? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm told that sometimes brothers work all night. What do you think about that? I don't think we have to. I don't think we have to.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. Cutting against the grain, you know.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, some say, well, you know, if get it done, I got to do it like this.
Bless you, Lord.
Man, always talk like that against the wisdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've got some scriptures.
Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Trying to work out this crucifixion.
All right.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What do you mean, brother? Well, I like to come in and sit back there. You know. Put, you know, shake my head and act nonchalant. That's what I like to do. So I'm working out the crucifixion. Is that all right?
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 I like to do it, you know, when I feel like it. And do it how I feel like doing it.
All right.
So I'm working out the crucifixion.
Thank you,
Lord. Hopefully we'll get some life out of it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
According to the wisdom of God, we will.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Glory to his name.
Glory.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Y'all heard about Shouting John, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They told him, they said, you can't shout in here, man. Hello? Nobody don't know what I'm talking about. What old guy you say? Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. And they sent the deacons to him. They said, John, you can't do that here, man. It's a dignified church. We don't do that here. Huh? We're refined folks. We don't do all that.
Hallelujah.
Keep doing it, we're going to put you out, John. You keep doing that, John, we're going to put you out. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Well, John didn't quit. He kept praising God. And they said, John, we're sorry, man. We're going to have to put you out.
Yes, Lord.
And they did.
Yeah. Right, right.
And after a while, they thought, well, maybe we'll go see old John. Maybe he'd come to his senses.
Hallelujah.
They went out, way out in the country, and there was old John with his mule. Old John was plowing the field. Praise the Lord. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. They came up to visit with John. Actually, they come to tell him that he couldn't come back. That's how it goes. Praise John.
Glory.
We're sorry.
Hallelujah.
We told you to stop shouting in our church. We told you this was a dignified place.
Oh, God.
Huh?
Glory.
You wouldn't stop it. You kept
it.
Now, John, we love you, we like, but
hallelujah.
You can't come back to our church.
Glory, God.
Not if you're going to shout.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? John began to tell them how all that God had done for him.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you some of the things that God done for me. Woke me up this morning. Started me on my way. Walked down here on my own. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Gave me eyes to see. Gave me ears to hear. Gave me a heart to see. Hallelujah. Yeah. You all see how I'm walking here? cherish the things that God give me. I don't despise them. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm glad to be here in the house of the Lord. In the presence of God. Hallelujah. Standing in the holy place. I'm not here. I'm in the rest. I'm here because God has me here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not here under the rest. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm not ashamed either. Hallelujah. Jesus brought me out. Hallelujah. He gave me this faith. He gave me this grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. I'm amazed that we have all these revelations and we don't know that we ought to praise God.
Hallelujah.
We don't know that. Hallelujah. We don't know that.
Hallelujah. Glory.
But if that's the case, I don't want any of those revelations. I'll thank God today that I don't have any.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to thank God for what he's done for me. I'm not too dignified to praise God. Hallelujah. Not too lazy. Not too slowful. While I work out that crucifixion. Hallelujah. I might do some things awkwardly, but I don't praise God awkwardly. I practice. Hallelujah, how about that? I might be awkward when I dance, but not when I praise God. Hallelujah. I practice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm going to work it down to a fine art. Because I'm going to do it forever. Somebody say amen. Y'all can rejoice with me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. John said, all this land God gave me. All my children, they've never been to the doctor once. God has kept them healthy. Huh? He said, look at me. My age, I'm still out here plowing this mule. Hallelujah. Plowing my 40 acres. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Still able to work. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, the Lord has kept me all these years. He's done all this for me. More than I can tell.
Huh?
I said, you might not want to praise him.
Hallelujah.
And I might not be able to praise him in your little tabernacle.
Hallelujah.
But I sure can praise him here.
Hallelujah.
He said, you don't want me to shout in your church. You just hold my mule. Hallelujah. Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Yeah, we have an adversary. There are evil spirits. There are seducing spirits. They'll hinder you from worshiping God. Yeah, they'll tie you up and won't let you run. Oh, praise God. But he put running in my feet.
Thank you, Father.
You all praying for me? Hallelujah. Bible said we should pray one for another.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And confess our faults.
Yes, Lord.
One to another.
Amen.
We may be healed.
Yes.
Hmm?
Thank you, Lord.
Don't confess how you're not like your brother.
Hallelujah.
Confess your faults one to another.
Yes.
We should know by now if we got a group together, be it 2, 3, 4, or 5, and we're talking about someone other than ourselves, usually it's not right.
Amen. That's true.
That's real some.
That's true.
We got 1, 2, 3, and here we are. And then we're talking about the one over there.
Yeah.
Usually not right.
Not right.
Huh?
Not
usually that's not right.
Not right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Of course, the group that are gathered, of course, they're all happy, huh?
Sure they are.
Hmm? Yeah.
Okay.
In their wickedness and iniquity. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 All right, all right. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, I might find it. I know it's here. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Bless you, bless you. Oh, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory God. Praise your name. Worthy, oh God.
I found it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me see where to start. It says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Whether it be to the king as supreme,
okay,
or as unto governors, or as unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well.
Hallelujah.
For so is the will of God, that with well doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men.
Amen.
As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Your liberty shouldn't tear the other man down.
No.
Huh?
No.
Your liberty shouldn't magnify all of his shortcomings.
No.
Huh? Your liberty, huh? Don't use your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness. But as the servants of God, honor all men. Love the brethren. Fear God.
Yes, Lord.
Honor the king.
Yes.
Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. Huh? Or as we say, well, Pastor, we don't have any masters. I know. Nobody's going to tell us what to do. But this is any one with any authority in any realm. Huh?
Glory.
If you're the steward of keeping the grapes, brother, and I submit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But what if they are negative? What if they are even malicious? It says here that we should do it not only to the good and gentle, but also to the floor.
That's right. Thank you for your
so
word.
Your excuse for cutting up can't be your brother's excuse for missing the mark. I just read it to you.
That's right.
Huh? Everybody still here? Looks like we're missing somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
The Lord is here.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
All right. Am I going to read that one again?
Yes, yes.
All right, here we go then.
Have your way, Lord.
As free and not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, honor all men.
Amen.
Love the brotherhood.
Yes, Lord.
Fear God, honor the king, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. Not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward.
Hallelujah.
Huh? How about that? We don't have that revelation yet. We know all about the goats and the ram and the ram and the goats. We don't know that we should be obedient to the froward ones and as unto the gentle.
Right.
Not to say, well, they're exalting themselves or they think they're something. That has nothing to do with you submitting.
No.
I'm preaching it, right?
Right.
Yes, I am.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
That was the case, we'd never get anything done right. We'd always find somebody missing the mark because here we are, we're all over the place. I know, not me. Well, you're the only one then, huh? Maybe you should strengthen us, huh? You that are strong, huh? Bear our infirmities. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I was reading the book the other day, and I saw where, let me find that one too, huh? You all have a little time, don't you? Y'all let me know when your time's running out, so I might ring a bell or something. Say, that's enough, Pastor. We got to go now. Either do that or excuse yourself. All right. No? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give God
the praise.
Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Here.
Praise God. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
We have need of patience.
Yes, Lord.
Even after we've done the will of God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yet we're going to receive the promise. We still have need of patience.
Need of patience. So true. Thank you, Lord.
We have, from the mouth of God, received precious promises.
Hallelujah.
Exceeding great and precious promises.
Glory.
Huh?
Glory.
Abraham said he's able to keep
them. Able.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
More than able.
Another say he cannot lie, so if he's promised, then hey, there it is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Give God the praise.
Praise
the Lord.
Give
God
the praise.
I told you I found it.
Hallelujah.
See what patience will work for you?
Hallelujah.
It's in 2 Corinthians 9. It says, for as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you.
Yes.
For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia.
Hallelujah.
That Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal had provoked very many. So what caught my attention was, I will use the word forwardness, and it made me think of frowardness. But of course, they are opposite. Forwardness is eagerness and zeal.
Hallelujah.
Readiness and willingness.
Yes.
That's what forwardness is.
Amen.
Ahead of time.
Yes.
Now, frowardness is willfully stubborn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, hard to be controlled.
Yes.
Not easily controlled.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what froward is.
Yes.
Yeah, wise in their own conceits.
Oh, God.
But forwardness, eagerness, willingness,
yes,
zeal. And Paul is boasting about these things. Huh? He said, I know the forwardness of your mind.
Hallelujah.
For which I boast of you to them. How you're eager. Your eagerness. How your willingness. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And of course he's talking about giving. He said, yeah. Are you willing to give?
Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor, if I had $1,000, I see. Praise the Lord. Well, let me read a little bit more then. For there be first a willing mind.
Hallelujah.
It is accepted according to that a man hath. And not according to that he hath not. So God is not looking for you to give what you have not. He would have you to be willing.
Hallelujah.
To give what you have.
Amen.
Huh? See how some of you gave to the Lord this morning?
That's right.
Did the crucifixion, got up and ran around, gave God glory. Hallelujah. Some might not think it means anything. I think it means a lot.
Hallelujah.
Anytime you work some crucifixion, it's going to bring some light. Right? This is the infinite wisdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hmm?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
So true.
Look at the example now. You know how we were reconciled, huh?
Come on, brother.
Remember the wrestling? The flesh and spirit?
Yeah.
If it's possible, Father, you know, let this cup pass from me.
Right.
How about it? But he became obedient. Even to the death. Look what he got him. Huh? Huh? He came up with the keys. He said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Hallelujah. And God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. And his name. He got that as he humbled himself and became. And even to the crucifixion. We not understand that the crucifixion is what we need to work.
Yes.
Well, let the crucifixion fiction work that we might live.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, every day, all day long.
That's right.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mortify your members.
Yes, God.
What you've on the earth. Because we know what they are. The works of the flesh are manifest. Praise the Lord. But I mean not that other men be eased and ye be burdened, but by inequality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want.
Hallelujah.
That their abundance also may be a supply for your want.
All right.
That there be may be equality. Amen. As it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. God worked it out so that each had what was needed. And they gathered the matter. But they didn't do it by their own righteousness, because some gathered a bunch. Some didn't get enough. But it ended up that everybody had sufficient.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. For this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Yeah, for us to give God a dance and a shout, that we all have that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
We can't, well, I don't have a dance or a shout, Pastor. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We have a praise.
Yeah.
Let's be cheerful givers.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Pastor, my flesh, again, we're talking about crucifixion.
Yes, thank you, Father.
No, flesh don't like that.
No.
Hmm?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No life in it, though.
No.
We crucify that flesh, we get to the life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Bless you, Lord.
And God is able,
yes, he is,
to make all grace abound toward you.
The grace, grace.
If you don't work all night, God is able to make all grace abound toward you.
Yes.
I'm saying this in front of God and everybody. I like to do it like that.
Yeah. All right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No need to work all night.
No.
No. God is able to make all grace abound toward you.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Yeah, a little bit of obedience and submission would trump your working all night. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We don't highly esteem that submission and obedience, but it the example showed us, huh, about submission and obedience.
Amen.
Hmm?
Thank you, Father.
Yeah, the Almighty God suffered at the hands of sinners, his own creations.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Right.
You know, the one that made the world?
Come on, brother.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And came, he was in the world?
Yes.
Oh, God.
You know, the world knew him not?
No.
How about that?
Yes.
Almighty God despised and rejected a man?
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't tell me that's humility?
All right now.
That's not submission?
Amen.
Huh? Well, I'm not going to let so-and-so talk to me like that, really. What are you going to do about it? Huh? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, they know who I am? Nobody know what I'm talking about.
Glory.
Huh?
Glory.
Huh? Maybe you have to show them your badge. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
glory.
You know.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure you all heard that.
Yes.
Census taker said, man, I got to go over there and check that little hooch out. You can't do that. There's a bull over there. And man, you see this badge here? It says I can go anywhere I wanted and to do my job.
Yeah.
So the census taker went out there and the bull got out. The guy said, show him your badge. Show him your badge. Maybe that's what we need to do, huh? Folk don't know who we are. Show him our badge. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Well, if you have to ask people, they don't know who you are, then you're not who you think you are.
Right.
You understand that? If you have to say, don't you know who I am? Then you're not who you think you are.
Right.
Amen.
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 I'm telling the truth. If you are who you think you are, then folk will know who you are. You won't have to ask them, do you know who I am? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You know who he is.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Do you know him like the Bible says?
Hallelujah.
Do you know him for yourself?
Glory.
Or do you have to ask someone else?
Hallelujah.
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 All right. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the street of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's all past, home and land, ever to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. He was speechless. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding.
Yes, Lord.
They would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden. Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatling are killed. And all things are ready.
Hallelujah.
Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their way. One to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them.
Hallelujah.
Then said, But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. He sent forth his army and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city.
Hallelujah.
Then said he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage.
Hallelujah.
So the servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there was a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness.
Hallelujah.
There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called.
Yes, Lord.
But few are chosen.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation
Hallelujah.
Unto him. And his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate.
Yes, God.
And as an helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing.
Hallelujah.
And was clad with zeal as a cloak.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to his name.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Hallelujah.
All that is within me, bless his holy name.
Glory.
According to their deeds, according he will pay fervor to his adversaries, recompense to the enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
I will greatly rejoice in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My soul shall be joyful in my God.
Hallelujah.
For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation.
Hallelujah.
He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, saints, just a little while longer. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, I've got a few, just a few. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Father.
Owe no man anything but to love one another. But he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law.
Hallelujah.
For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill.
Amen.
Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying.
Yes, sir.
Namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor
as
thyself.
Amen.
Love working no ill to his neighbor.
No.
Doesn't beat him down, doesn't condemn him. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then knowing the time that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And make not provisions for the flesh.
Yes, Lord.
To fulfill the lust thereof.
Amen.
Glory to his name.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All right. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief. Thou shalt not know what hour I will come.
Hallelujah.
Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh,
hallelujah,
the same shall be clothed in white raiment.
Hallelujah.
And I will not blot his name out of the book of life.
Yes.
But I will confess his name before my Father and his angels.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten.
Hallelujah.
Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain. For the word of God, and for their testimony.
Hallelujah.
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little while, a little season, until their fellow servants also, and their brethren,
hallelujah,
that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After this I beheld the Lord a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to his name. And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God,
salvation, yes, Lord,
which sitteth upon the throne.
Hallelujah.
And unto the Lamb.
Glory.
Glory to his name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell down.
Yes.
Before the throne on their faces. And worshiped God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory. Say amen, blessings and glory and wisdom.
Amen.
And thanksgiving.
Thanks,
and honor and power.
Worthy. Yes,
be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
One of the elders answering said unto me, what are these which are arrayed?
Hallelujah.
In white robes.
Hallelujah.
And whence came they?
Amen.
And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest.
Yes.
He said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation.
Yes.
Glory.
Glory.
And have washed their robes.
Hallelujah.
Made them white.
Glory.
In the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God.
Glory.
And serve him.
Yes.
Day and night in his temple.
Yes, Lord.
And he that sitteth upon the throne.
Glory.
Shall dwell among them.
Glory
to his name.
Glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more.
Amen.
Neither shall the sun light on them, nor
Hallelujah.
Any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them.
Glory, yes.
And shall lead them unto
yes.
living fountains of water.
Yes.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Glory to his name.
Glory
to his name. Glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
Thank you.
Thank you for your word, God.
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. The water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth, and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
Yes.
Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth.
Yes, Lord.
And keepeth his garments.
Amen.
Lest he walk naked, and they see his shame.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 All right.
Glory.
Accept your righteousness. Exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. You won't enter into the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we would be found in him, not having our own righteousness, but the righteousness through the faith of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the righteousness of God by faith. Hallelujah.
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 All right. Clothed in the white garments. Is that all right?
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to his name.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 I gave him my old filthy garment.
Oh, yes, I did.
He gave me a robe.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Of your wife.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. The white robes are the righteousness of the saints. Let us stand.
Hallelujah.
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 Brother Timothy, would you pray for us?
Today, again, for your goodness, your demonstration of your goodness to us again today, Lord, and determination to save us. Your love for us won't fail, and the hope of your soon return, oh God. And so I pray, oh God, that we receive what was said well today, oh God, and examine ourselves. I was convicted, Lord, and thank you for that, Lord. It's your goodness leading us to repentance. And so thank you for the prophet said, the pastor, and all you've done for us, oh God. So when we think of the goodness of Jesus,
all right,
and all that you've done for us,
well,
let our souls cry out,
hallelujah!
Thank God for saving us. Come, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. All right. May God bless the words to your heart. May they take root in our hearts and bring forth fruit for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you richly. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.
He is coming. Lilomokando balasi, and the word of the Lord would come to the citizens of the world. Yea, I would say to you, mankind everywhere, your day of reckoning is now here. I have told you the day of judgment would be a set time. I have told you that the day has been set in which Almighty Yahweh would judge the world. And yea, your military might shall be nullified. Your bread baskets shall be emptied. Your coffers of finances shall be turned to rust and corrupt. And all of your health that you think you have acquired with your medicines shall turn unto you and bring you plagues and sicknesses and diseases such as you've never had. Yea, saith the Lord. Therefore, saith the Lord God, it is now the time that I have spoken, and it shall come to pass, saith God, when throughout all the world there will be chaos, there will be floods and famines and earthquakes and fires and plagues on every side, and destruction and death and dying. No longer, no longer shall it be prolonged. Yea, hear me, world. Hear me, man. Hear me, saints of God. Even before this month is passed upon the face of the earth to bring this final judgment to an end, I, the Lord thy God, have spoken it. Even before this month is past, even before this month is past, no longer, no longer shall it be prolonged. Even before this month is past, yea, hear me, world, hear me, man, hear me, saints of God. Even before this month is past, I have told you the day of judgment would be a set time. It is now the time that I have spoken. No longer, no longer shall it be prolonged. It is now, even before this month is past, it is now this final judgment to bring this final judgment to an end. I, the Lord thy God, have spoken it.